What's up, boys? I hope you are having an incredible day. Just a reminder that we drop every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can listen to our podcast ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Bussin' Spring Tour. This is a very, very special opportunity for two reasons. One, to tell you about the great Chevy Silverado, how amazing it is, how affordable, beautiful, rugged, tough, and dependable. That 9-to-5er working back and forth, doing your thing on a daily basis, you know you're going to get from point A to point B without an issue and looking great. The Chevy Silverado, truly something to really love and believe in. Another reason why I'm so excited.
I don't know why you keep
well,
touching me.
I'm talking to you because I know that. Another reason why I'm so excited.
He's like the Chevy Silverado, dependable, durable, everything you need in a truck.
I thought you'd jump in with something, but here we are. Am I right?
You get going, you got that silver tongue, you just flow, and I'm like, I don't want to interrupt you.
It's beautiful, dude. There's a lot of things, this tongue. I know, like that. That's relax. What she's saying, huh? Yeah. I got Denard Robinson, who maybe the most versatile, best dual threat quarterback of all time. NCAA history, came in same draft class as me, and Chris Bryant not only was a great football player here, now works at the university. I recruited my man here, and he's been slaying it for the blue ever since. Let's give a round of applause for the boys.
Outstanding. I'm already sweating. Hey, I want to take a backpedal for a second.
Because we were talking before.
Right. What you were saying, how you were introducing them. Would you agree with that? Where do you think you rank in top most dual threat quarterbacks of all time?
Jesus Christ. I don't know. I never thought about that.
Really. Who comes to mind that's Mike with Vick? You in that case? Yeah, Mike Vick.
That's what I was going to say. Mike Vick, Lamar.
Lamar Jackson.
You got to say Lamar Jackson. You got to think about. Damn, it'd be some guys, though. You got to think about it. Like, I watched Michael Vick growing up. Like, that was my dude, watching him, you know, do his thing at Virginia Tech, watch him do it at Atlanta. Like, I was like, I'm going to be like, I tried to throw the ball left-handed for a second. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, Vick was our guy. Like, Vick was my guy. So, watching him, I was like, that's who I wanted to be like. So
I think the thing with Denard, most of it, like, you got to see him in practice.
Bro, he did the dumbest shit at practice.
It was practice.
He made guys look so stupid.
What do you mean?
First off, the man doesn't tie his shoelaces. Does not tie his shoelaces. So he'd go out to practice before they made him like some custom ones. His shoelaces would be flopping on the side. And you're like, bro, you're going to slip over. He's like, oh, I'll be all right. And he was from Deerfield Beach, Florida.
Yeah.
My man can enunciate now, but when you first met him, you're like, him and the Pahokee Florida, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes, and
the Pahokee Florida kids were talking. I'm listening. They're like, oh, this is a different language I got to learn. There was a run-on sentence the whole damn time.
Oh, yeah. They hated me in the huddle.
Bro, he could not say a word. Anyway, so this dude would, the first couple of days of practice, because Tate Forcier came in with you.
Yep.
And then Tate, he was like one of the early enrollee guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody was all pumping Tate's tires like that.
Oh,
crazy. I went to Tate's house. Bro, he had a big weed pipe in the corner, like bongs and stuff. He's like, we get down here. I'm like, this shit's kind of dope.
And then Tate House is always the place to go to. You had to go to Tate House.
Oh, 100%.
Tate had everything going.
But when we get out to camp, and like, I'm 250. I'm redshirting. You know, I'm like, yo, where's the, like, I got a party. Let's have some fun. Like, let's do this. Denard is fucking breaking dudes' ankles left and right. Would just run. And he would be like, DBs would be chasing him. And just be like him pulling away.
by yards, bro.
Right, right.
Killing dude. Stopping on a dime, shoes not falling off at all. And Adidas shoes of all shoes. And
solid brand.
That's a solid brand, but that's before they actually like kicked up their knees. Right, they've gotten a lot better.
I agree with that.
Back then, the Adidas was just like getting the football market.
Yeah.
But this dude was fucking killing dudes, dude. Absolutely killing him. You remember? Oh, yeah. He was murdering the game.
Were you guys
dude.
All the same class?
No, no.
Just
no,
me and Denari.
I was a couple years.
Okay, yeah,
I was at Grizzly Bear.
Because you got an interesting story the first time you met Taylor, right?
Oh yeah, I
day one of Taylor.
The day one of Taylor, I started loving him. I was like, this dude, my dude, like this is gonna be my dude. So the first time, we was in the dorm room, right?
And what was that you place?
You a jerk.
North?
You a jerk. First came out. You a jerk. I know. You a jerk. I know.
Oh, you hit the jerk. Like, oh, so let's go. So, yeah. Hey, I took a good 20-30 minutes to learn how to do it.
Put the YouTube out. All the dudes are doing it.
Like I gotta do for the fellas, man.
The one white guy in the locker room.
He's doing his thing. So here's the story. So the first night I meet him, we learned how to do the jerk. Taylor learns it. He's like, I got it. We go to a party, right?
Tell him what the party was at, though.
What was it at?
It was an all-black fraternity. We walk in, it was like, I was like, what's up, man? Denari, what's up? How you doing? They kind of look over.
It's like a movie bringing with you.
It was like a bad comedy. Dudes are looking back like, who the fuck is this cracker? Like that. And I kind of walk in, hey, fellas, how we doing? Like, he's excited to be a part of the crew. You know what I'm saying?
He fit in. And you could tell he was one of the boys. Like, we got in. And when Swag Surf came on.
Yeah.
And I got that swag. That was in my bag.
That was so much fun. So we started doing that. Oh, my God.
We did that. And then, like, we went to another frat party. This one, it was a big frat party. I don't know who frat party
it was. One of the big ones over by the big rock.
So we go there. Taylor take the ox. Like, I just learned how to do the jerk. I'm going to take that. We're going to put the ox on her.
Yeah, he took over the whole frat.
He took over the whole
17
frat.
Years old.
He started jerking on the table.
Did you put on Blink-182?
No, I started doing the jerk.
He started doing the jerk.
You're a jerk. I know.
You're a jerk. I know. Imagine, what, 6'7"?
Yeah.
6'7", he's on somebody's table doing the jerk.
Fucking ripping it, dude.
They were all about it.
All about it.
And like, I never really danced like that before, so I was like, man, I'm fucking killing. I could have been dying. I could have been like not doing well at all.
It could just be hype. Like, at least he's doing it.
I'm from Cave Creek, Arizona, dude. All of a sudden, like, people think I can dance. Like, girls start coming up, start doing the piece to piece move. I'm against the wall, like having a seizure. Like, what's gonna happen?
Be honest, bro. There's no better feeling.
What are you talking about, bro?
Than getting accepted by the brothers on the team.
There's
no better feeling than like
that. Is so funny. That's so true.
The crazy part about it, it's like Taylor fit in like this, right? He had a teammate that came in, Craig Rowe.
Oh, poor Craig, dude. Craig was like super religious cat, like went to bed on time, 4.0 student.
Yes.
And we were roommates. Same high school.
So imagine him and Tay, like they two opposite, like really complete opposite. And I mean, so he fit in right away. What's your name? Craig is going to bed early. I'm like, I know Taylor's killing this dude. I know he hated you, huh?
He did. I've told the story before, but like there was a point where like he had his Bible and he like pray for people, and it'd be like grandma, you know, has this going on, dad broke his ankle or something like that.
Oh, Jesus
and
Christ.
At the end, it would just say Taylor, like no explanation, just the fact that I needed Jesus.
Hey, shout out Craig Rowe. Craig,
yeah, shout out Craig.
Craig,
I'm glad you helped this guy out. I mean, look what he had now. All your prayers worked. Look.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
Every God's work.
Got it up, baby. Let's go, dude. Let's go.
Can we get a, before we continue, can we get a moment of silence for Craig Rowe? Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate the boy. Appreciate that boy, man. That was a big deal. One thing, dude, and so, like, when we were playing and stuff like that, you never want to ask questions because, like, we're all just the boys. I don't want to ask stuff that's, like, going on with you. But when we first got there and they were playing Tate first game was Western Michigan.
Right.
And they had Tate starting and all that. Like, what was, like, because you guys were in a quarterback battle in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
What would, like, were you like, hey, I'm way better than this guy? Like, what are we doing?
I knew I was way better than him as in, like, ability-wise. But he knew the offense.
Yeah.
So like that time that he came in for spring, he learned the offense. So he kind of knew how to get on the board and draw it up and do all the everything. You know, new defense. I didn't know defense. I came from Denver Beach, Florida.
Yeah.
We just going out there beating you in football. That's it. So So I started learning it. When I got here, I started learning it, and I knew I had more ability than him throwing the ball, running the ball, whatever. But I knew he knew the plays. So, like, Coach gonna go with the guy that know the plays.
Yeah.
I didn't know the plays. I was out there just being raw.
Yeah.
So, shit, my first play, I dropped the snap. I forgot to play.
Bro. His first play. They come out, like, we got to pull this clip up, too, when we put this out there. It's Western Michigan. He's jogging out there.
Who are you
the
guys
biggest
playing?
Fuck Western Michigan.
Western Michigan.
Donkey. He's jogging out there. I'm sitting there, dude, a rail, 250. Like, just watch. Hey, let's go, guys. Let's fucking do it. We're all winning. And Denard comes out because Tate's been starting. It's first play. They're, like, showing. He doesn't tie his shoes, which I didn't believe you knew how to tie your shoes. I really thought you didn't know how to tie your shoes. And he comes out. Takes a snap, and I think it was like Tay Odoms coming across, right?
He's supposed to be getting a reverse.
Yep. Yeah, so he reversed. He drops the ball. Like, Denard, look at this man's hands.
Yeah, he's got some big hands.
He got some meaty sticks on him, dude. He drops the ball and picks it up and then runs 45 yards for a touchdown. First play ever at Michigan.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Everybody's
dude.
Just going electric in the coaches are probably like, this motherfucker ain't even know what the play was.
And the coach Rod was like, you didn't know the play, did you? I was like, yeah, I forgot it. Because, like, this literally what happened. Like, the first play, we got an outside penalty. Because I got up there, I'm nervous. That's the big house. So, like, I get up and I'm like, down, said that. The left tackle, the only one hurt me. Mm-hmm. He jumps off sides. So, that's 5 yards back. So, I'm like, I can't mess this up. Fuck, I can't
you
mess it up.
Were you left tackle?
No, I was no. Richardson.
Oh, it was Perry, right?
No, he was playing right tackle. Who was something Orr?
Orr, that's what it was.
Yeah, not Michael Orr. I don't know, Jordan Orr, white dude. Grinder.
Okay, yeah, great guy. Lunch bell Grinder. Guy.
Lunch bell guy.
So then, like, he jumps off sides. So then I'm like, all right, cool. The next play, I'm like, I gotta say it loud as hell. So I said it loud as hell. And I forget the whole play. I was like, Sit! Ball come to me. I'm like, fuck. Oh, shit. Got the ball, picked the ball up. I was like, I don't know the play's supposed to go right. I'm going right.
And from then on, we were all like, oh, this dude's just that guy. By the Michigan State game, you were starting, right?
No, I didn't start freshman year at
what?
All. I didn't start at all freshman year.
A lot of drinking freshman year. I was seeing the Denard twice out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you probably didn't even really watch the games.
So I
was out there being a fan.
Did you guys have to travel to away games?
No, didn't travel to away games.
No, so he had a good Friday. Fridays, I know y'all hated Fridays.
Yeah, we get killed in the weight room, but then after that.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. Yeah, dude. It was the best, bro. We had a fucking blast doing that.
Bars used to probably kill y'all in the weight room, huh?
Yeah, Bar was just killing us all the time, but you know that.
Yeah, oh, my God.
We used to run more than anybody ever.
The first workout. Tell us about the first workout.
All right. You're the guest, but I'll tell you.
Tell us about the first workout.
So the first workout we get there... we do, like, hypertrophy workout, 3 sets of 12. We do the whole barbell complex. We do 3 sets of 12 squats. We're fucking dead.
Dead.
Then we do plyometrics till our legs are gone. Mm. I'm, like, my legs are, like, cramping. I'm stuck in a little ball. And he's, like, he walks over to me and Barbos has this glass eater, like, mouth. Like, the way he talks. And he goes, hey, welcome to Michigan. How do you like my dick in your mouth? And then walks away from me. And I'm like, oh,
how
my
do you
God,
like
I
my
fucked
dick
up
in your mouth?
Here.
Yes,
I
yes,
fucked up bad
yes,
coming here, dude.
Yes.
It was, dude. And then we walk out. It's like, time to go run. And then we go do a double fifth, which is 2 times around the field. And then we do 2 single fists.
Mm-hmm.
Then we run like 8 110s.
Yes.
Then we run 8 40s, a couple 120s, and then 300s. To finish.
But it's
that
all time.
That was one run.
Yes. That is fucking
Mondays,
brutal.
Mondays and Fridays.
It's not you even good. It's not good for you.
Oh, no. But hey, you're in college.
I was in the best shape I've ever been in my life.
Well, he was running track and field, too, in the offseason.
Yeah, I ran track, too. Yeah. So I did that on top of it, and then I went to go to track. I went to do 60s and 100s and 200s. So I literally came from that workout to that workout.
Yeah. We all go to check and field meets, be like, loud as shit for Denard. He's always smiling and shit.
He's come to
the game. We just come and watch him. Like, yeah, I'll fucking go, Denard. Awesome. Yeah, dude, it was
it's like a high school vibe.
Oh, for real.
We had a high school vibe.
Our 09 class was like tight like that.
We was really tight. Like, yeah.
Super
real.
Tight class.
So what
dude.
Happened to y'all?
We I'm fucking.
I still watch the bus. You know what I'm saying? Brandon just started a podcast too, so he started one.
Brandon
so,
who?
Gibbons.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to Gibbons in like 5-6 years.
Really?
What podcast is he doing?
I don't know yet. He asked me to get on there. So I talked to him. I still talk to everybody. You know, everybody can still come back and talk, text me. Roy, since I got the job, so a lot of people start texting me. You know, they play with us. So they all talking about coming back. Jeremy Gallows is a part of our class.
Is Hawthorne in there?
Hawthorne's in our class.
Hawthorne's in our class. I dislocated my elbow because of him.
What you think he doing now, Taylor?
Oh, Hawthorne?
Yes.
He's a Florida kid, right?
Yes.
He's back in Florida.
Yes.
What is he doing?
Oh, this is a good question right here.
I don't know. I feel like this is like a trick.
It is a trick.
Oh, shit.
Who's this?
Brandon Hawthorne. He's a linebacker. He's another one that spoke a different language when we first got here.
The craziest player on the team.
What's he doing now?
I'm going to go to the safe answer. So he's selling insurance.
He's a police officer now.
No, he's not. No, he's not, dude.
He's a police officer in Orlando, Florida right now, man.
That is crazy.
Yes.
He's like everybody get away with everything.
No, he's actually not. He told me he was 26 for 27 out of chase downs.
Hawking kids?
Yes.
No
shit. He probably can't wait to do shit like that.
He showed me a highlight of him catching a kid.
With a cam? Ripping after him?
Bro, he told me he'd give the kid.
He was going. He was in linebacker mode.
Did he tackle him?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he smoked that guy. Future job. When the NFL's over, you hawk some kids down for sure.
He gives them a nice little head start to make it fun for him.
Yeah. Oh, no shit, he's fast as hell.
He's legit like 4'5", 4'4".
Yeah.
Like legit.
I want to hear stories, your guys' perspective about the boy.
Oh, man.
Go ahead, Chris. I recruited you.
Oh, yeah. I want to
hear some stories.
Here we go.
Man.
Nothing's off limits here.
I don't really remember my official visit.
That's what you want.
that's always a good thing.
I don't really remember my official visit, but I know it was good enough for me to commit here. I know Taylor, when I came here, the only thing I remember is being in the back of a pickup truck.
Yeah.
Ooh. I remember who had a pickup truck, and Jack Miller was in the back of a pickup truck.
Oh, I don't even remember that, dude. Jack Miller. I didn't have a pickup truck. I had that Cadillac DeVille with the steer horns on it.
I loved it.
Somebody had a pickup truck. Me and Jack Miller's in the back.
That two-seater bike?
Oh, man, I love that.
I had a two-seater bike. I would ride to class in by myself.
Oh, my God.
Asked if anybody wanted to ride down the hill. It was a fucking blast, dude.
It was, man, Taylor in the summer turned into a different guy.
Bro.
Yeah,
him and his right-hand man.
Look at it. There you go.
The hands?
You got to get that tattoo.
The right-hand man, yes.
We can talk about it.
recruiting, they really wanted you. Yeah. Like, you were like the pride of Illinois.
Yeah.
When you were coming out, they're like, hey, you got to get this kid. So I was like, all right. And I remember, it's basically the same thing for every recruit. Like, take him out, get them hammered, which everyone's probably thinking, oh, he's 17 years old, Taylor, what are you going to do? Just grow the fuck up if you're watching this in Europe.
Yes.
So get him hammered, go out, take him out, and just let them enjoy their life. That's really it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I had a tight end one time that I took a 9-iron and I gave it to him at the Red House. And I was like, go and hit the walls. So we like took out a wall one night at 2 a.m. Ran through a wall, took an 9-iron, just started beating the wall in. It's like, we're good. Committed that next day.
I was just asking, did he commit?
He committed the next day. I forget his name. Tight end though, white kid. It was awesome.
That's hilarious.
We're out here getting kids.
Get him hammered, put him on some chicks.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
That's really all you had to do.
That's the game of recruiting, right?
That's it.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
Did you miss on any recruits?
I guess one. Sheriff Houses.
One. I think it was Jeff Fisher.
Oh, the kid that went to Oregon?
He went to Oregon. Yeah. Then he went to Cincinnati and became a tight end. But I was batting 1,000. I had everybody. Everybody I hosted committed.
Yeah.
And it was awesome, too, because you would get, like, when you hosted guys, you get fed at the nice food, too.
Yes.
And you get a couple
per diem money.
You get some per diem money.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I was, like, living like a king. $200? Are you fucking kidding
me? Yeah. Hey, how much did you give the recruit, though?
What?
We didn't see nothing.
If he didn't ask for it, you're not giving it to him.
Right, let me get some. I'd be like, here's 20.
Taylor still won't give you that shit.
No, you're talking about it.
Taylor ain't giving nothing.
I do get a little selfish with that paper.
Give me money to get back on the Titans.
He said he was not giving you $1 million.
No, you want to tell me about that $1 million contract? Can't give me $1 million.
Well, you know
when you're in elementary school growing up. Hey, well, I hit the lottery. I'll give you $1 million. Yeah. We finally got that situation in real time. He's like, nah, fuck.
Bro,
that.
I didn't buy a ticket from a gas station. I play football. I'm out here grinding.
Doesn't matter.
Bro. 80 sounds way better than 79. Way better.
You're like 82 though. You're like 82, 83.
Nah. 83 sounds way better than 82.
Well, how did that make you feel?
Oh, damn.
I wasn't surprised. No. Like, I knew it would happen. Like, I know this guy. He's selfish. It is what it is.
That's wild, dude. Wait, in front of my friends? You just met him? You're going to soil me like that, dude?
Oh, man.
But no, when we play here, Taylor used to give out money all the time in the there spring. Spring yeah. and the summertime. Yeah.
You talking about when Taylor would come back?
No. When Taylor wasn't even in trouble.
I ain't giving kids money.
You're working for Nebraska, huh?
No. I'm saying like when he was in the league, he'd come back.
No. This was before he even had the 83. Before he even had the rookie contract, Taylor was sitting on his porch and drop money just off a little bit.
With his little two-seater bike and handing out $5 bills.
Yeah, I tell you what, dude. This is a good lead to it.
Yeah, we used to get into some...
He's leading right into what he wanted to lead you to.
To some nice summer workouts or whatever in the summertime. And I'm going to let Denar finish this one. But I'm nervous. I feel like Taylor used to just like... It was a lot of things like Taylor would just tell you like, come on, we're about to go do something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You don't really know what you're getting into. You know 100%. It's probably not safe.
Yeah.
It's probably not good, but you with Taylor, so you like, fuck it, we ain't getting too much trouble. Everybody loves Taylor around here.
Yes.
Another story just came to mind. Remember you had a fucking pig?
Yeah. Dr. Hamlet the Third.
Yeah. Dr. what?
Dr. Hamlet the Third.
Bro, we had a whole
lineage of doctoral pigs, dude.
Bro, we had a whole team meeting because the animal patrol people came and took the pig from Taylor. But anyway, that's a whole nother story.
I didn't even know about that. That's crazy.
Yeah. But snitches? So Taylor used to stay, bro, right behind us. It's a red house.
Yeah, red house. That
red house.
Red
house, bro. Legendary, bro. I tell recruits to this day, that's where Taylor Lewan stayed, bro. So
that's hilarious.
We used to have this game after workouts in the summertime. You got a lot of free time or whatever, where Taylor would round up all his before NIL money that Taylor was still getting.
What are you talking about, bro? Oh, you get some money, huh?
Bro, I never got paid a dime.
I wish we got paid.
No doubt. If someone would have gave me money, I would have took it.
Free food. That's
bro,
all
no,
we got.
I bet he did get
free
some
food,
money.
Free food.
I like to think Denar got money. He was living a little different.
Like, say no way.
You were different, bro.
I wish. I tell people all the time, I didn't get paid.
Hold on, you ain't get paid for being on the front of NCAA?
Yeah, but that's after college. That was after everything. But like, when I was here playing, I got not $1.
You never signed a bunch of autographs for a few $1,000s.
That was after I got them playing. Never did it before like that.
No. All right, Will, that's enough. We're trying to.
I don't want to hear the rest of the story. He's reeling in money.
Yeah, so Taylor's got, I don't know where Taylor get all this money coming in from, but.
Bro,
he's leading to a great story right now. Just take the ride. Just take the ride. Just take the ride now, ladies.
So Taylor round up some of the guys. We'd be sitting on the front porch or whatever. So I'm just chilling. I don't know what's going on. I'm from inner city Chicago. I never played this game. This giveaway money game that we got to play. So Taylor going to the house or whatever. You know, we all just sitting out there or whatever. Taylor disappeared for a minute. And Taylor come, a little $5 bill or whatever. And it's kind of like closed, but it's kind of like stuffy where you can't really like, you know, whatever. So I had no idea what's going on. Taylor got $5. So Taylor just kind of walk off or whatever. And I'm still not asking the question. I'm just observing. Taylor walks like across the street on this side.
Yo, it's Darina.
And he had just dropped the $5 bill on the ground. So I'm looking like, oh, damn, look at Taylor just making people's day. Just somebody's going to walk out of the academic center today, just find $5, go grab him a $5 Subway and, you know, whatever. So we sitting down. Taylor's come back giggling and shit, laughing and stuff. So I'm not really figuring out what's going on. And I want to say, I can't remember if it was the first one or like maybe the seventh one that came down after we done did it so many times. Somebody came down, picked it up, and I remember this one specifically because it was an old couple. Taylor, you probably don't even remember this.
No, I think I did remember this.
Old ass couple, bro. I mean, old as shit, bro. And they see the money, might be like a $10 bill on the ground. They just walking. He pick it up, and as soon as he grabbed it, he just kind of like got stuck there for a minute, and he just let the money go, and it's shit all over.
Oh my god, bro! You were that kind of dude.
$1, dude.
You did talk about the best game, dude.
It was the best. You put a five out there, and no one's saying no to a five on the sidewalk, bro. So you
how do you set up poop dollar?
So wipe you your ass go, you take, the, or you take the money that you would earn, not be given. Mm-hmm. You go take a shit in the toilet, and you take a knife, and you kind of scoop out some of the poop, and you smear it on like butter. And then you fold it gently, walk it over like a little purse, and then lay it down, poop down. The hockey boys lived right next to us. So the hockey boys and us would get all, like, would just kind of pack up a bunch of 30 racks, hang out, and just kind of pry under our little porches, waiting for somebody to pick it up. Once they pick up, oh, you picked up the shit. We fucking got you. Guys are giving the bird, whatever. And then the game would always end the same way. Homeless guy walks by, sees the shit, wipes it on the ground. Pockets that $5, dude. Pocket that $5 out of there. It was wild. Then you gotta go find $5 more. Because a $1 bill is not as enticing. You know what I'm saying? You see that five, even a 10? Holy shit, if you had a 20.
Yo, that is hilarious.
That's isn't that wild? Right, it's not that fucked up.
Hey, well, I mean, it's hilarious, but it's a little, you know. I mean, shit, you know, on a dollar bill. Hilarious prank.
The worst it's thing awesome. Is, like, you get so pissed, and then you look over and you see it's, like, 12 dying. People of, like, 6'7", 6'6". There's nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do, bro. You just gotta keep moving.
What are you gonna do? You see these two guys on the porch, and they laughing at you. What are you gonna do?
I don't know. Nothing. Like, fuck all these dudes sitting here laughing at me touching this poop dollar. Fuck you guys, man. Just keep walking. Yeah, keep walking. Fuck.
Dude, that's so much fun.
Oh, man.
Go ahead. You got something?
I got a story for you about you. Oh. I remember one time we went to this frat house, and we took the fire shoe, and we went in there and just like... Whoosh.
Oh, and the rooms.
The whole upstairs.
Yeah.
You took a what?
We went to this frat.
Bro.
And, oh, my God. We would go to frats. Because in our head, it was like, these are all the rich kids uh-huh. that got everything. We didn't have anything. And we were mad about it. So we would go to the frat, and we'd take out their fire extinguisher, and we'd walk upstairs when no one was looking, and we'd open their rooms. Like, someone would be locked. But the ones that weren't locked, we'd open the door and then take the fire extinguisher and cover their entire room and go to the next room. Just cuz.
Just cuz, man. I hope a young Taylor Lewan gets in your house one day.
Oh, dude. No.
Just gets in his house. These motherfuckers got everything.
And I know people are listening to this probably thinking, like, man, Taylor was a really fucking bad kid. Everything was in the name of fun. Now, those frat kids that had to deal with a frothy room, like, that's my apologies. Those of you who picked up the poop dollar should have kept it. That's currency. That's on you. That's not being financially responsible. Yeah, the pig thing, that's a tough deal, too.
Bro, where did y'all get that pig from? And whose idea was it?
It was me and Michael Schofield. And,
Schofield came up with this?
Yeah, Scott. Well, so we were talking about owning a pig.
It was another guy we keep in contact with.
Schofield's Schofield's awesome. Schofield won a Super Bowl with the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
Right tackle. So Schofield, I was roommates with him in that White House I showed you that I lived in my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
He's dating this girl, and we're talking about owning a pig. And the girl's like, y'all aren't ever going to own a pig, ever. And we're like, done. That's enough. Go on Craigslist. Craigslist, $250 for a pig. Craigslist. Game, set, match. That's easy.
You got the pig off Craigslist?
Craigslist, dude. So we pull up. Like, the dude's like in wherever Michigan. The hand, everyone shows you where they're from. Mm-hmm. It's like, he's here, we're here. It's an hour both ways. We'll meet in the middle at this random-ass gas station. Something out of a horror movie. We get there late at night. It's like 8 p.m. He pulls up in like a Chevy Suburban. And opens it up, and his kids come start piling out, and we're like, he's like telling us about the pig. Hey, you got to feed it. If you take it outside, you got to put sunscreen on it because it burns easy. You know, like, it's
hey, here's some SPF 50.
Yeah,
for the pig.
For real. And the little girl, one of the little girls, is like, he bites, and the dad's like, get the fuck back with the pig. And in my head, I'm not even seeing the red flags with this pig. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude, we got this pig now. This is the dopest shit ever. And so we get the pig, we bring it, and then I come to find out that pigs' little tiny hooves don't do well on tile. They do better on carpet. And in the house, all we had was like this small little, maybe the size of us in a square carpet. So the pig decides that that is now his territory and no one else is allowed to live in that, go in that area. And the only way to get from the front door to the kitchen was through the carpet. And this pig, every morning, would burrow into this blanket. And in the morning, you'd be like creeping down the stairs slowly, dude. And all of a sudden, like one creak of the stairs, and you just hear his little nose would come out. Then it'd be like me, Eric Gunderson, Mike Schofield. And the pig would be looking at us like we'd move left, he'd move left, we'd move right, he'd move right. And then you'd like push Gundy and run to the kitchen. Well, it realized like this is too much. This pig is mean and nasty. So one day I get like a pillow.
You always get these pet stories.
And I get a pig and a pillow and a broom. And I'm like ushering this pig out to the front deck. And every day I'm like wrestling the pig and like holding it down, like rubbing SPF 50 on it. Because I don't want him to burn. And
see, he was great.
Yeah,
great
I was
guy.
Great to this thing. Yes. And then one day I'm like coming out and I'm feeding the pig carrots. And these girls walk up, like, what are you doing? I was like, kind of like rattled. I was like, I have this pig and I just give it carrots sometimes. Like, I know what to say. And they're like, oh, all right. That's kind of cool. And I'm like, yeah, you want to see me the carrot? And they're like, what are you doing?
You want to see me the carrot? Yeah.
And I like kind of toss the carrot out a little bit. And the pig eats it. Like, does he live out here? And I'm like, yeah. And like, can we take a picture of the pig? I was like, yeah, for sure. Well, they take a picture of the pig. Like the next day, I'm like sitting in my living room and I get a knock at the door. And in my head, I'm like, someone can't be there. The pig's going to get them. And I open the door, and it's one of like the, I don't know, the people that take away animals. What are they? No, it ain't PETA. It ain't the JJ Gargantuan of taking away animals. It's like the Humane Society comes up and they're like, hey, we got an animal abuse thing. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh shit, about what? And they're like, oh, a pig. Do you have a pig? And I'm like, as it's happening, I hear, this fucking pig comes out. And I'm like, you should get in the house right now. Get in the house before it gets you. The thing starts like coming at him. So I'm like, I get him in, save his damn life. And I close the door, and the dude's like, "Is this? Do you abuse this pig?" I'm like, "No, I feed him carrots. I put SPF 50 on him. Like, this is my homie. We're just having a bit of a mutual difference right now that we have to work through."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Is this the picture of the pig?" And it's the pig. The shoes and you can see my shoes in the picture. I'm still wearing the same shoes right there, the red Vans. And I'm like, "Yeah, that's the pig." And he took them. And I have no idea what happened to Dr. Hamlet III.
Jesus. Social services got him, man. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Took away my boy. I hated that pig, though, dude. I got to be honest with you.
How long did y'all have him?
4 weeks.
How big was he?
25 pounds.
Jesus Christ. I've never seen this pig, dude.
Yeah, you were gone after that because you didn't redshirt. So it was like my senior year.
Oh, okay. That, yeah. It makes sense.
It's a crazy little deal.
Man, when Taylor first came in, I did not know he was going to be that fucking left tackle. Like when he first came in, he was skinny as hell.
Looking like a Great Dane, like, dude. Really, really yeah. Scary. Yeah.
Like, but the thing about him, I give him credit because he still had that, like, I'm a fucking bully. I bully guys too, and I remember you going against Brandon Graham.
Yeah,
and I think you got on Brandon Graham's nerves a little bit.
Yeah,
because we was on scout team.
Yeah,
man, was on scout team. And
Brandon Graham was a 13th overall pick.
Oh, he's a monster. His motors out of his world.
He weighed more than me my freshman year.
Yes.
I'm blocking him.
Yes, and I think you said something to him. And that whole practice, man, that motherfucker was coming after me the whole practice.
He fucked my ass up all day, dude.
He goes hard, man. He's nasty.
He goes hard.
But
he talks a lot.
Because he's not long, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but he talks a lot, but when he gets tired, he gets quiet. In the league, he gets a little tired, he gets a little quiet. Like, oh, BG, where you at now? Like, oh, I'll get you, man. I'll get you. In the middle of a game or something like that. It's hilarious, dude.
But you showed that day one, though. Like, you had that dog in you. Like, nobody, you can't coach that. It's called it.
Well, we just, like, it was kind of like we're all kind of there trying to, like, posture, like, figure out who's going to be the dudes around here.
Right.
Like, you go into the class, you're all boys with everybody, but at the same time, like, you want to be the top guy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I knew Denard was, like, I mean, halfway into the first practice, I was like, that's the guy I got to hang out with. That's the guy I got to be around. Because he's going to be a stud. Oh, he had the juice, and he was a real deal leader, too.
Yeah.
But I wasn't a good leader. I just kind of fucked around. You know what I'm saying? I was,
you got your role. You know,
I had my role, but yeah. I was trying to fit a whole different role by the end of it all, man. Are we running? Hey, Dave, we running a little low on time here?
No, I'm just wondering if you guys had an hour episode going here. With
I know, we're taking a little
long. It's fun listening to him tell stories.
Come on, Dave, let us rock out, Dave.
We got people that
want to
meet Taylor.
What's up, dude? I'm Taylor. What's your name?
Are you ready to commit? We want to first commit on
yeah,
the
you want to commit right now? First commit on bussing.
He goes, what? No, don't put him in a bad spot.
I'll do
we'll
it.
We'll be done in 10 minutes, and I want to meet you. We're going to hang. Is this your family?
Yeah.
Mom and Dad, hi, I'm Taylor. Nice to meet you.
I got you.
Well, okay. Or one thing before we like finish this thing up, I wanted to talk about your game against Nebraska that you had that nerve damage, because that's kind of when it all was towards the end, right?
Yeah, definitely.
That's when the quarterback career was out the window.
Over.
We earned our black shirts that game.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Russell Bellamy had like a QBR rating of 6.
It is what it is. We won however bad we won.
It was his first game ever playing. You know what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
I love Russell.
I love Russell.
I love Russell, but that was a tough game.
Yeah, that was a tough
game. We ran on 3rd and 18.
Tough game to come in on, too. Like, you know what I mean? It like wasn't a blowout. I don't even know if the whole game was a blowout anyway.
Y'all didn't blow us up, though.
No, I think it was like 28 to 13, maybe.
Yeah, it was a good game. Y'all got lucky. I got hurt.
We got lucky. You got hurt.
What happened the last time we played?
That was the year before.
The year before. What happened the year before?
We got dummied.
It's right over
we
there.
We came back
ready
to
right
go.
Over there. 42,
we bounced
17.
Back.
And what did I do that game?
Which game?
The year before.
No, yeah, you murdered us. I'm not saying y'all whooped us.
For real?
I'm not saying you got lucky that game. Like, y'all whooped us that game.
Yeah, but you guys, like, I stopped. I didn't play the rest of the game. It was in the third quarter.
That was the third quarter?
And the game was tight.
No, it wasn't that tight.
It was like 17-13 or something like that.
They never scored after I got out of the game.
Us earning our black shirt mean we played insane defense. Like, the quarterback draw wasn't working that game.
What?
Check the game.
Hey, that game.
I'm gonna have to pull that film.
We got the film here. We just pulled that up.
But, I love the banter right now. By the way, love it.
But my thing was this though. We had a couple plays that game that didn't go our way because like Roy called a deep ball and they called incomplete. But that was right before.
You just like it, this last game against Nebraska this past year. The ball should have been blown dead before they ripped it out and took it out of the house.
Stop.
I'm just saying, we're going to make excuses.
I play the rest of the game. So for third quarter, you have to roll by the guy that.
Will, so if he was healthy, y'all would have won.
Oh, we're winning that game.
Oh,
we're winning that game.
Same score?
No. Maybe. I mean, they still had to play defense. They still gave up 27 points.
Yeah, defense wasn't great.
We never had a good defense.
Never had a good defense.
At all.
We were clicking that game defensively, bro.
Come on, stop.
And y'all were at Nebraska. We was at Michigan the year before. Y'all won.
That was our first. We walked y'all into the Big Ten for real. Huh?
Yeah.
Y'all had because we chirp each other back and forth because Taylor had like a block on me, which we have fun with.
You pancaking him, dude?
No, it was in the fourth quarter. The game's obviously over. We're running a power, and I block him to the sidelines, and Will swung on
and
me.
And Taylor like the tackle's being made, and Taylor's still like going extra hard, like you know, showing that he's still he'll finish.
So the scouts trying to get that first round pick
for sure. But that game, y'all had like 2 yards rushing. 2 yards total.
Rushing?
Yes,
hell
bro.
No.
Stop.
We gotta pull that shit up. You don't gotta pull it up. We got boys that can pull it up.
You know me, I'm ready to get on this phone. I'm ready to get on this phone and get that.
Hey.
Yeah, Michigan versus Nebraska, 2012. It was at Nebraska.
Get this.
Look up Denard's rushing
yards. Before you
you're not gonna like it, then no, I'm just letting
before you say those numbers, we got sacked so many times that goes against our rushing total.
Yes.
We got sacked so many times.
Yes.
Russell got sacked like 9 times.
That game, yeah.
Okay, I got you. Block.
Wow.
Denard had 46 rushing yards.
What are you talking about?
In the third quarter?
That's more than two yards. Can we run that part back where we said we had 2 yards total before?
That's crazy.
What was the total yards
before Denard had 46
on the game? I had 46 myself, and I probably had 9 carries from me.
Dang, 9 carries, 42.
How many yards?
That's how y'all are rushing.
You played 3 quarters, bro.
He's a quarterback. He throws the ball, too.
He had 10 carries, 46 yards.
That's 4.6 yards a carry.
Yeah, but you're Denard Robinson. You're electric. You're over, like, 10 yards. Like, you were running a
QB draw. Y'all had Tito Martinez. He's electric.
Yeah, we won.
First of all, how many years did Martinez do?
17. Every year they have a Martinez do. Every year they have a Martinez on the fucking squad.
Is it the same? Let's look at box score in the third quarter.
Will's tackles.
Well, I think I only had 5.
Will was electric that game because we put that up on YouTube one day at the Arnold's house.
Yeah.
And they were just highlighting Will. Leader, he's this leader. Guy, that guy.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Will was that dude.
I'll tell you what, though. Will had the crowd pretty pumped at the Nebraska game this year when he came back.
Electric,
oh,
right?
It
was the weirdest vibe, too, because you guys were on the goal line and kept, like, basically scoring, but there was a challenge flag. They didn't score, I guess. What do you got, Garrett? That environment was hype.
Yeah, it was.
His facts are already gone already. It's out the window. He said 2 yards rush. I have 46 myself.
Hang on, though.
Hey,
hang on, though.
My man was an All-American running back.
Listen.
His sophomore year playing quarterback.
I know what presence I'm sitting in right now. I'm just saying we earned our black shirts that game, and we would have still won the game had you not gotten injured.
I don't believe that.
No, I don't think so.
He was a king of the fourth quarter comeback. Notre Dame, 2011.
We had 7 fourth quarter comebacks my senior year.
Seven in that year.
I'm going to bring this up.
2011, Indiana, we had Notre Dame. We always came back. It was never a game that we was out of.
Yeah.
If it was
there's never a game y'all weren't out of. We had 7 fourth quarter comebacks my senior year, that year that we're talking about.
But you guys was not going
to
beat us that
what
year.
What bowl game did y'all go to that year, Will?
Capital One.
We lost, unfortunately.
Outback. Oh, no, we went to Outback. Yeah, we played Outback. That's when Clowney.
Comparable, that's a clowny thing. No, because Devin was the quarterback.
Yeah.
My fault. Hey, my fault. 23-9.
That was the score?
23-9 was the score.
I'll score, right?
And you had 6 carries for 55 yards.
Oh.
That's
oh, wait. No. My fault. 10 carries, 46. You were 6 for 11 for 55 yards. 0 TDs, 0 interceptions. You yeah, averaging 5 yards a pass.
He had nerve damage, Will.
What was the score in the third quarter? What was the score in the third quarter?
He had nerve damage.
Hang on.
This is crazy, bro.
Gamecast. Let me hit this Gamecast real quick. Don't worry, boys.
Hey, while Will's doing that, you remember like we'd be in the middle of games? We were running zone read. And I'd be like, hey, this guy, I can take him anytime you want. And you'd be like, all right, just take him. I'll just run it this time.
Yes, that's the time.
Yeah, all the time. Scoring, yeah, the total score was, it was 16-9 in the third. And we only scored one touchdown in the fourth.
So think about this. It's 16-9.
4 points.
I'm thinking about
seven
it,
points.
Bro.
Seven points. What the fuck
points.
Am I talking about?
I'm seven thinking points. About it.
Shit, that's too many. That's too many hits. Hey, what did you
say? Hey, don't worry about it, bro.
So who was only down by seven? That's what you're telling me.
My fault. Hey, the 2 yard thing was you guys averaged 2 yards a rush.
Yes, because Bellamy got tackled a bunch and Fitz didn't run for very much at all.
Yes.
I'm just letting y'all. But think about it. Y'all had 188 total yards.
Offense.
I understand. But Denard Robinson's usually got 188 in a first half. I'm just saying, Jesus. You guys have 188.
How many times you have 188
total
in the first half?
I don't know how many times I had that.
That's Derrick Henry numbers.
Yes. And y'all had the ball over us.
Huh?
And y'all had the ball for more time possession than us.
Yeah, because
I'm just letting you know, we still win that game. Oh, okay.
Okay, look at Russell Bellamy stats.
I guess he had three interceptions.
Killing his own man.
He had three interceptions. I guess all I'm saying is
Wait, because I just told you. If I was in the game, you think I'm throwing three. Russ, I love you, Russ. Hey, I love you. You think I'm throwing three interceptions?
No, I'm not saying that.
I would have a touchdown. I would throw
words in my mouth. I'm not saying that. You said y'all got lucky that I got hurt. I'm saying we would have still beat you.
No. Nope.
We were already winning.
16-9.
We were holding you already. Bro, we were holding you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You had 100 total yards of offense that game before you got hurt. In the third quarter. And Denard Robinson has over 200 at that point.
Okay, here we go. Derrick Henry. Everybody think they holding Derrick Henry until the fourth quarter happens.
Yeah.
We were fourth quarter. That's crazy. We were fourth quarter team, too.
Is that true?
We had the fourth quarter comebacks in the entire season. We came back seven times.
We got 30 seconds left on the clock. Notre Dame game. Let's talk about it.
Notre Dame.
Let's talk about it.
This ain't that Nebraska and Lincoln.
What are you talking about, dude? Hey, that was the most electric game we've ever had, though.
Talk to him, baby.
By
talk
far.
To him. Yes, sir. Yes,
that
sir.
Notre
yes,
Dame
sir.
Game. I don't even remember. They scored.
They scored.
It was like three touchdowns, right?
Three touchdowns in a minute 46.
Yes. It was 30 seconds left on the clock.
30.
On the 20-yard line.
Stephon to it.
I said, we're going to go down and score. They left too much time on the clock.
Boom. And what we do? Tell him,
scored. I watch college football.
So that's what I'm trying
Roy
to tell
Roundtree.
You.
South side end zone.
Roy Roundtree, hey, give me the ball. Let's go get it. Let's rock
hey, can
out.
Can I say boom. Something that's like completely going to mess this whole vibe up?
Go
let's
ahead.
Do it. Let's do it.
Tree, my dog, I love you.
Uh-oh.
He dropped that ball.
What are you saying?
Tree dropped that ball. That catch?
In the end
tree
zone.
Tree, know it. Tree, tap in. Tap in, Tree. Tree, I had to do it to you.
So you're what? Saying the whole the Michigan
Tree's
comeback against
fraud.
Notre Dame. It should have never happened.
I mean, that was my freshman year. That was one of the best nights of my life downtown Ann Arbor, so
oh
it should have
gosh,
happened.
It rocked out.
But
the house was rocking that night.
You guys against Notre Dame, that's always a like,
if
like
we
a
could bring
game.
Up the small film on this before we show it, pull up Tree, and he catches it and hits the ground, and the ball is like not even in his hands. The ball is rolling.
but in his defense, it was a pass interference call, so we still would have 15 yards, and then we got another play.
Fair,
so we had
fair,
to play. Still won the game.
I made Tree sit down and watch film and admit that he dropped that ball.
No shit.
Yes, Chris.
And he actually admitted it?
Yeah, he had to.
That's not like Tree. That is not like Tree.
I don't think Roy, you didn't admit that, did
Tree.
You?
Bet money did it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But we won. What Tree would say is, he said, back then, that was a catch. If it was today, it would have been incomplete. That was his... That's what he said.
I don't know. I don't know how the college rules have changed.
Y'all got
I don't
y'all
think
got
they
the
have
memories,
changed.
Though, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we got the memories.
You guys
yeah,
got the
they
memories.
Went home. Manti Te'o, he called his girlfriend on the way home. He's like, babe, hey, this happened. Oh, tell me about it, Manti.
Fuck, man.
Tell me about
damn,
it.
Damn, I used to have
known that. He was a stud. Perry!
Perry!
The legend, the owner of
is
the
that,
brown jug.
The
yes.
brown jug. That's the legend.
Hey, remember the stories I was telling you about the brown jug?
Yeah.
That's the man right there.
Yeah, let's go.
That is the
we
man.
We just created our first trophy.
You did?
Yeah,
you hear about it?
The bus. Bus trophy.
I deserve this trophy before you get
it. Yeah, that's fair. Perry, he deserves
you
a lot.
Pay your respects.
Pay your respects.
Pay your dues, baby.
You guys coming down?
Yeah. What's that?
Chris, you gotta go, Chris.
All right, let's do it real quick. The Dukes segment, hey, right?
No, Duke Cannon. You had it 25 minutes ago.
Oh. Yeah, good. Duke Cannon.
Hey, that's wild, dude. Appreciate you, though.
You can take
off. Hey, appreciate you.
Bring him over here. Just understand right here.
Who is it? Is it a recruit?
The kid that wanted to meet you.
Oh, bring him over.
What?
Oh, okay. New kid? Is this kid also want to meet me? This other kid?
Hey, I just want you to know, too, y'all, you averaged 3.4 yards per pass that game as well.
What a nerve damage.
Yo, that's crazy.
Two yards.
We have to end this. We have to end
3 yards
of pass.
Cannon.
2012. That's
20
years ago.
Huh?
That's 10 years ago.
10. 10.
Jesus
math.
Christ.
This is mad. We're tough out here. We're tough out here in the
South. Yeah, we struggle.
Barstool, what are we doing?
That's tough. That's a tough deal.
Barstool.
Should I hit your head to Duke?
I don't even have a question.
Hey, shout out Duke Cannon.
Locker room story. Locker room segment.
Duke Cannon, baby. Shout out you guys.
Yeah. All right. Actually, we'll do the peeking.
Yeah. Before you go, are you doing some Duke Cannon?
The Duke Cannon segment. Okay. This is the official scent of Bussin' with the Boys. Okay. It's outstanding. It comes in a very cool box.
And I'm not bullshitting.
Give that a little smell.
There. Put your finger
smell
in
that.
It.
Yeah, put your finger in
you put
smell
your
it.
Finger in this, and he'll smell that.
Yeah.
Put your finger in this.
Give me a little more lead on before you tell me put my finger in.
Tell me how it smells and let me know if you trust me or not.
Yeah. That's fire, right?
Exactly, bro.
What is it? What do you do with it?
It's a cologne.
It's a rub-on cologne. You put it on your finger and you put it on your neck.
Duke Cannon. Hey, we're going to need you guys to send a whole box of this stuff.
Duke Cannon. Shout out Duke Cannon, bro. Absolutely.
It smells good, right?
Yeah, it does.
Just a different lead up, Will.
Yeah, I just got the box 2 days ago.
Okay.
And yes, I'm in it all day. I told Taylor, I go.
He FaceTimed me in the shower.
Yeah, I called him. I said, I'm not shitting you. This is going to be my official scent from here on out.
So y'all do peek in the shower.
So here's the deal. That's our question. When you were in the league or in college, you never peaked?
Come on, it happens. Like you
it
see,
happens.
Corum, your running back, acts like he's never seen one in his life.
He's lying.
He's
already too short, bro. He's out of things.
Think about being next to you. He's short, but yeah. Like I said, think about it. You just sitting in you sitting down in the locker. You gonna sit.
Especially as a freshman when like Taylor and them played, because they made the freshman shower in one corner with like two showers.
It was crazy.
Oh, the truth comes out.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even know I did that.
It wasn't just
it wasn't just
Taylor though.
It was tradition.
It was tradition.
Yeah. So you had some people that, you know, would make sure that the tradition stayed in line, like Taylor.
Yeah.
You know.
Did either of you guys ever get like initiated? Not like initiated, but like that fun little banter.
All of us. Like, I'm pretty sure everybody...
Yeah, Dinar got thrown in the
pond.
The pond, one time.
Yeah.
He got thrown in the dirty laundry hamper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they would tape you up, put you in the showers.
Yeah,
back when taping was... Taping was around when I was in high school.
Oh, that's a bit of a deal now.
I know you guys taped in college.
Oh, yeah, we taped.
Yes.
They make the freshman run and jump in the pond and get dirty with this, like, quicksand shit and sing.
It would be the last workout of the summer.
Yes.
Before we go on summer break.
And so, like, they did me dirty. I didn't know what we was doing. So, but all the seniors like stood around me because they knew they couldn't catch me. I didn't know why they were standing around me. So I was like, we walk into the golf course or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's up? They're like, yeah, what's good, man? I'm just looking. I'm like, how the fuck are all y'all around me right now? Like, what's going on? And so they was like, yeah, you getting in the pond today. I was like, ha. So I just laughed. I gave him one of the chuckles like, you can't catch me.
Yeah.
And I took off. So it was like, they was chasing me all day. I was like, I'm not. So I was like, fuck it, I'll just do it.
Just go in there.
Because if I didn't, they was going to try to catch me in the locker room. So I was like, I'm not. Right. Go ahead.
Let's do it. Just do it yourself.
Yeah.
But some guys wouldn't do it, though. You have to throw them in yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. I just caught myself smelling my finger on accident. That just smells
good. Yeah, that's right? Good. I do can. I do can. Glad to have you guys on board, dude.
What's it like... Are you with recruiting? Like, what do you guys both do with Michigan?
I'm director of player development. So
director of player development?
Assistant director player of personnel.
What is it like coming back to your alma mater and being like, you know, you guys have a direct impact now on the culture of Michigan where you guys played?
It's dope. I mean, I think when you're a player, you don't never really, when you're playing here, you never really think about that one day I'm going to be walking, you know, the halls upstairs. Like, when you're a player, you don't even think about all the other roles that goes into the team. But
you joke on those dudes.
Yeah.
You like joke on the, not saying that they joke on you, but I'm saying like,
maybe
when you're a player,
when
you're a player, you like joke on the dudes
probably
who are like running
the team.
Played. What's up?
I'm saying they joke on us. It's probably not y'all because you guys played.
Nah, it's like,
like you gotta do stuff that you didn't do as a player. You know what I'm saying? So you hosted it. You gotta make sure that everybody's happy. The family's happy, and you gotta really show them that what University of Michigan is about. Like, it's really no university really better than University of Michigan. I'm being honest, honestly saying this. Like, from the alumni, from the school, from the big house, from all the sports. Like, you never gonna get it somewhere else. Like, from the time I was here, the baseball team made it far. The basketball team made it to the national championship game. You know, like, the softball team was always good.
Softball team was always killer.
Always good. We won a Sugar Bowl here. You know what I'm saying? We turned the program around while I was here. Back around. I don't want to say around, but we turned the program back around.
We had one good year. Yeah. I'll be honest. We turned it around.
We was 5-7 our freshman year.
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are very notable. Obviously, you played a big role in that.
Yeah.
But
he was my mom loved him for just being
He's a stud. He was a first round pick. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, Denard Robinson, like, the whole shoes untied thing. Yeah. Lil Wayne was hot back then. You had all the flow going on. Like, I'm just saying, you were the man. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Definitely. But, like, this university basically made me that man because we was on TV every week.
Yeah.
You know, so ESPN coming in all the time and talking to us. Mm. They want to be around. They want to talk to me. We walking through campus. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the stuff that University of Michigan brought for me, I was like, man, like, I never thought I'd be doing this. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Deerfield. Like, you never heard of Deerfield Beach. And, like, I always tell people, like, I'm from Deerfield Beach. You can make it out anywhere. Wherever you're from, you can make it out anywhere. So, like, I never thought I'd be at University of Michigan balling. I thought I was going to be at FAU. Like, I'm playing ball there. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I got here and took off. You know, thanks to my old line and boys. Like, yeah, y'all, like, Moke.
Moke was a stud.
Schofield. Yeah. His favorite one, Ricky Barnum. That's my guy.
Hey, shout out Ricky Barnum, dude. He's a boxer, cuz.
He was my translator for the line. So, like, he's the only one that could understand me and talk to these guys. So, like, sometimes, like, Vincent used to have to tell guys the plays because they couldn't understand what I was saying. So, like, it's funny that, like, all that stuff happened. And now look where I'm at right now. Like, when I first came out, people couldn't understand what I was saying. Like, I literally took a class just to learn how to
enunciate.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
And Quentin Washington?
Yes.
Quentin Washington had this one guy we played with, he came in with us also, had a massive stutter, could not talk. And then he gave a speech his senior year accepting his M-ring, and he spoke beautifully.
Yes.
Met him, and he couldn't get a sentence out. What'd you say?
What if Nebraska down for their play?
Nebraska's dope, man. The way you speak about Michigan is like the same way I feel about Nebraska. Mm-hmm. It's all the things that you talk about, like alumni, facilities, all that stuff. You get all the bells and whistles, but the people at Nebraska, I feel like, to me, in my opinion, is what is a stick there. Like, Taylor was there last week, and it's like, you know, the same way everybody's treated me here. It's a very home environment. Everybody feels welcome. You know
that's
what I mean?
That's true.
If you could go back, would you do it again?
100%.
No question about it. Every
offer on the table.
But did Michigan offer you?
Michigan offered.
Did you come visit?
No, I didn't. I forget who the linebacker coach was at the time. He had the old guy, white hair. I can't remember. I can't remember who the coach was at the whole time.
Yeah. No.
That was before us.
Yeah, I never came out to visit.
Because if you came to the big house, like, literally, my official visit, we went in the big house. I told the coach, I told Rich Rod, I said, I want to be snowing because I never seen snow in my life before. So I was like, I want to be snowing. And we came up, official visit. We had a snowball fight in the big house.
Oh, that's dope!
You can't
man.
Beat that kind of like. Yeah. What school's going in the big house? Is the big house? I mean, you've been inside that before. You know how that place is. You know, so like, it's no bigger stadium in the United States like the big house.
I feel like it gets right. I feel like it gets louder at Nebraska.
Yeah, it does.
But the night game, the first night game.
Yeah. But you guys again, like we're comparing like. I say elite programs. I know we've been struggling over the years past, but as far as like program with the university,
traditional,
people put into the program.
Right.
Like for me, it was more like playing for Bo Pelini's staff and playing for those coaches.
Yes.
Hindsight, you want to look at a school and you know be at a school, look at their academics and everything else. But I would still make the same decision because I feel like Coach Bo and those guys. Like I loved my experience at Nebraska.
I was a big fan of Bo.
He's a man, like, bro. How'd you get to know Bo? Was that like the Big Ten media days?
Media days. And he kind of recruited me a little bit.
Oh, for real? Bo's fucking awesome, man. Yeah. Bo's fucking awesome.
And my dad loved Nebraska. He loved, you know, Nebraska. Because the quarterbacks, you know, they used to always run the options. You know what I'm saying?
If you'd have came to Nebraska, we're probably winning a natty.
Come on. Not Taylor Martinez.
Enough, Will. That's enough, Will.
You guys didn't have a talent.
Come on now. Yeah, we did.
Levante. So
Randy Gregory. Kenny Bell.
The year with Sue when we went
Rex
to
Rex Burkhead.
There were, I want to say, 3 out of the 5 years I was there, we were like 10-2 going into the championship game.
Oh, shit. Really?
I didn't know that.
We lost the Big 12 championship twice back when Sue almost won the Heisman single-handedly. Mm. Didn't really have a quarterback then, exactly. Hey, I love you, brother. But we scored like 7 points that game.
Jesus.
Sue had like 5 sacks. Mm-hmm. Then we played Oklahoma the year after that. We stopped running Rex Burkhead. Taylor threw a couple picks. Mm-hmm. And then the freaking Big 10 championship game where we just got dummied by a goddamn Wisconsin.
There's
probably,
that game.
There's probably nothing we would have been able to do there because defensively we were garbage. Mm. But I'm just saying, I felt like, you know, you're like a quarterback. I say that weirdly because Taylor was like a Heisman candidate and everything else. Yeah. But we had good teams, bro. Mm.
Definitely.
Studs.
Levante David was a stud.
Yeah.
Like, I hated playing
against still
that
dude.
I hate playing
against him. 27 tackles
against where y'all whooped us.
27.
Yes, that game where y'all ran us out of the whole city. Levante had 20. He was the only one who could hang his hat on something.
So you want me to tell you why I played that way that first time I played against y'all? It was because of Levante David. He played me in high school.
Oh, for real?
No shit, because he played at Miami Northwestern. That's like the prominent Miami school.
So like, he beat me. He probably got the worst football story I could ever tell, because we were supposed to go to the state championship, play against Northwestern. They beat us. It was 1:30 left. They won. It went 99 yards to win the game. 99 yards to win the game.
Damn, oh, my God. They had a squad, too. They had, like, Sean Spence.
So imagine
what
playing.
Was it, Benjamin?
They had Sean Spence. They had Levante David.
Travis Benjamin, was that his name?
No, they had Tommy Streeter. They had Adaris Johnson. They had Kendall Tompkins. Kendall Tompkins went to, I think he went to the University of Cincinnati. So they had, like, they probably was the D1 college. It was the D1 college, legit. They whole team was like.
Yeah, they have a documentary on that school.
Yes. That whole team was like going, everybody went to Miami. You had Levante went to, I think he ended up going to like a JUCO first, and then he went to Nebraska. And then, like, those dudes already ready. They was ready. Like, we played them, and literally I only had 3 D1 dudes on my team.
Oh, damn.
And we took them to
and
the
fight.
We should have won the game. So, like, that ate me up. Like, that drove me to be like, okay, I'm going to be the best player. Like, so that game we played against y'all, I was like, we're playing against a guy with a Northwestern when we played him. I'm doing
You're like
thing
playing Levante. Time. You're playing Miami Northwestern.
I was playing Miami Northwestern that game.
That's crazy. I had no idea about that story.
That is crazy. I'll never
tell people that story because, like, that was a heartbreak because that was the game to go to state. Whoever won that game was going to win the state championship.
Yeah.
And they beat us. It was the last game in the Orange Bowl. So, like, that was like, I was like, fuck. So, like, I shook Levante David's hand after that game. I was like, yeah, this is for the Northwestern game. He probably don't remember that, but I remember saying that. So, I was like, that's a Northwestern game, man. I had to beat you just because of that reason.
Yeah, y'all did work us that game, for sure.
Yeah.
It's been fun, man.
Taylor, let me ask you this question. I want to ask you this question. Who was the best DN you blocked while you was in college?
Because
we had some guys.
Like at Michigan?
Yes, at Michigan.
Oh, Frank Clark.
No, I'm sorry.
Shout out Nitty.
Playing against. Yeah, shout out Frank Clark. Yeah.
Nitty.
The best, I don't know, because my redshirt freshman year was Cameron Hayward. Your boy
Kerrigan,
JJ Watt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit!
Who was the DN from Michigan State that slapped Taylor?
Ghostin. Will Ghostin. We still got beef with you, man.
Yeah, I broke his bitch ass off the next year though.
Yes, you did.
Hey, Will, no bullshit. Taylor trained the whole summer with a picture of Will Ghostin. Mm-hmm. and every time I remember that game,
it was on my screen lock on my phone. I knew his mom's name. I knew where he lived.
Yes.
Did you get a personal penalty the first play of the game, Nate?
Yeah.
Taylor said, I remember Taylor saying that whole week, like, yeah, I'm just letting y'all know we starting off like first and whatever. What was it, first and another?
First, 15, yes, yeah, first.
He was 25. But we had came to an agreement. He was like, I'm gonna jump off sides and I'm gonna knock his head off.
Yeah.
And that's gonna set the tone of the game.
But he tried to break your down.
He tried to bring my neck.
He was trying to do some dirty shit when we were there. We didn't win that game by a lot because it was like a defensive game. Mm-hmm. It was like 9-6.
But I've never seen Taylor so focused on like a person for a whole year straight.
So yeah. I focus on them different. I'll tell the story after we get off the camera. I'll tell you what I did.
But yeah, Will Golson. It was like revenge tour the whole.
Yeah.
He was just like the lock screen on my phone.
Legit.
Right. I get that.
Yeah.
Because that was a tough look.
He put, well, the whole week, they're like, because they knew I get a lot of penalties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're like, you can't overreact. They're going to do something. Don't overreact. So the whole time in my head, I'm like, if they do anything, I can't overreact. And he fucking punched me. And I was like, first off, hurt like a motherfucker. That shit hurt so bad in me. I turned around, I was like, I'm gonna fucking kill this guy. Yeah. I'm going to fucking kill this man. Whatever.
They showed us up. They beat our ass too.
They beat our ass that game.
They low key came in. They was more aggressive than we was that game. Like, yeah. All the way around. Like, they literally was doing everything nasty. Like, they was taking penalties and didn't give two shit. Like, the coach, it seemed like the coach said, okay.
D'Antonio?
Yeah, it seemed like he said, like, just go play however you want to fucking play. Anything afterwards, was just do it. Like, we're going to send
this. We never won at Michigan State.
No.
That stadium was loud.
Yeah.
Props to them, for sure.
Hey, last question I got, Taylor. I always want to ask you, what happened with you and Richard Sherman that time?
With Marcus? Oh, no. Oh, that's your boy.
Richard Sherman.
Josh Norman.
My fault, not Richard Sherman.
Oh, Jano?
Yeah, so we were in, it was like Christmas. It was like the day before Christmas. And we're playing the Redskins, now known as the Commanders. Shout out the Commies.
Shout out the Commies.
Shout out the Commies. And it's 4 minutes. We're winning the game. And Derek, we run left, smart move.
Oh, that's right.
And we run left. Derek gets like 4 yards, and Josh Norman tackles him and tries to gator roll his leg.
Oh, damn.
So I get in his face. Derek's my fucking dude. I love Derek so much. I get in his face, and he starts mouthing off to me or whatever. So after the game, he's like on the sidelines like this, kind of just like real upset. And I'm like, hey, Josh. And he like looks up at me. I go, get the fuck off my field, bro. And he's like, what'd you say? And I go to do it again. And he fucking throws the helmet at me. And I put it up one more time. And he smacks the shit out of my hand.
You stood 10 toes. If the definition of 10 toes was in the dictionary, it would be you standing there. Just continuing to do it.
Just shooting fake arrows at him. That was his celly, right? That was just like his go-to move. Where you pull out the arrow. Oh, yeah, that's your boy, too.
I always wanted to hear what happened there, bro. I appreciate that, man.
You see, Will says he's a nice guy.
Oh, he is a nice dude.
He's a nice dude.
He shared a good chirp at you later, right?
Oh, yeah, he did. The P cup.
Oh, that's right,
after
bro.
After Taylor had gotten suspended. Because after that happened with the Taylor and the bow and arrow thing, uh-huh. We had a guy who runs a, it's called Hang Ten merchandise. And he sent Josh Norman a shirt that says, Taylor Lewan is my dad. But Josh probably thought like Taylor sent him that thing.
Yeah. Wow.
So whenever Taylor got suspended, Josh had his assistant reach out and try to figure out, hey, what is Taylor Wan's address? Who sent this shirt? Tried to get the address. Ooh. And obviously Ryan's like, you know, I didn't say anything and I kind of hung up or whatever. And so
Ryan's the guy who owns Hang Ten.
He's the guy who owns Hang Ten. Yeah, my fault. And so Josh figures out the return address and sends like an empty pea cup in the mail, shoots it to Ryan's address. Like, all right, he'll get the message, and I'm sure he'll pass it along.
Yeah,
that was a phenomenal chirp back. Wow. Yeah, that was a good chirp back.
You know, I wanted to start like a fake beef when I was at Jacksonville and you was playing with Tennessee. I want to start a fake beef with you.
Yeah, but there was no way that was going to happen.
I know.
There was no chance that ever happened.
I wanted to have a fake beef so bad, but I was like, it wasn't going to happen.
You probably could have if he was on defense.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But like, if you was there, I would have started with you.
A fake beef?
Yes. You're white.
Probably.
He was a linebacker. I was playing running back. I would have had a fake beef with him. It's interesting. I mean, I feel like
it would have been a good fake beef. The way we got a good banter earlier, would have been a good fake beef.
Yes.
That would have been fun for you guys.
So do you have a fake beef with somebody in the league right now?
I guess Jalen would be my fake beef now. Because I fuck with Jalen.
Why would he be your fake beef then?
Because we used to really beef. And now,
oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
He's our boy now. Like, he hit me up the other day to go to the premiere of Batman. He had like a private screening.
I can't believe you didn't go.
Really? I know. I had to put the kids to sleep.
Why are you gonna bring the kids?
Because my kids are gonna go see Batman when they're 4, Denard.
4 years old, they're enjoying Batman.
No. My daughter gets scared of trolls, dude. I'm not putting her to see Batman. The scary ass voice. The Joker running out of nowhere.
Why you gonna kill me?
Exactly.
Hey, shout out to you, Will. I heard you got baby on the way coming in.
Yeah, man.
Days away, man.
Yeah, days away, bro.
Congrats. Are you like ready right now, man?
I don't think so, but I don't feel like it's one of those things you're prepared for until you got to go through it. You know what I mean?
No, you're right. You're right.
It's gonna be messed up, man.
In it, homie.
So, what kind of car are you driving with the
Chevy Silverado?
Okay. No question.
No question.
It's the most durable vehicle. If you're gonna have a baby in the back of your car, it has to be a Chevy.
Yeah,
it's the only way to get it done. Reliable.
The most advanced, dependable vehicle on the market.
And the multi-flex tailgate they have now.
Oh, it's crazy.
Unbelievable.
It goes nuts, man. 6 configurations. We won't get into that, but just look into it.
Okay.
I heard about it.
We'll do.
I heard about it.
Hey, appreciate you guys, man.
That was awesome. Awesome.